Continuing now with CertSecurity.com's 2012 Mobile Security Survey analysis, we're going to talk about the top mobile threats and technology. We asked respondents to rank their top five mobile security concerns at their organization from highest to lowest, and we provided a number of choices, pretty much anything you could imagine, and we asked the respondents to pick their top five and rank those five in order of importance. The key concerns at the top of the list were: one, device loss; two, application security; three, device data leakage; four, malware attacks; and five, device theft. And again, this was a kind of a weighted calculation based on, you know, what people selected and where they ranked them and such. But those five clearly were above and beyond other possible responses. Rob, your key takeaways.
Well, I think this is very reflective of, I think it supports what we know, and that is that device loss is extremely common. It's common with laptops. How many times have you lost your keys? How many times have you left your cell phone in your car? It happens. And so it's happening to employees, and hopefully employees notify their IT department when it happens, especially if they have some corporate data or email on that device.
That's a good point. You obviously, if something happens to your laptop or maybe even your tablet, automatically you would go to IT and say, hey, I lost my computer, just because you would need another one, but obviously for the security concern of the data that's on it. With mobile devices, especially those that aren't owned by the company, you wonder how often that's happening, or if people just go out and buy another device and connect that one.
That's right. And I spoke to one enterprise CISO who told me that he has been driving a message to his end users that they need to notify IT first before they contact their cell phone carrier if they have a lost or stolen device, or if they suspect they've just lost their device. And that's there's a good reason for that. If the employee contacts their cell carrier and they turn off that device or shut it down in some way and there's no cellular access to it, the IT organization can't wipe it. So it's important that your end users know to call IT.
Absolutely.
The other takeaways, application security, that's another big one right now. Not necessarily for weaponized applications or applications that contain malware, but more so for what's happening out there with privacy issues. You know, a lot of applications are being built with requesting too many permissions from their employees. So, you know, they have access to a lot of information like contacts on the device. And that's definitely a growing concern among IT organizations and enterprises in general that want to protect their the critical assets. And sometimes it's their salespeople's contacts. The other the issues there, malware attacks, I think there's something to be said about this. It's a very sexy topic. You'll see a lot of news stories about malware attacks, especially if there's anything against the iPhone, since it's been so hardened up to this point. Android, we hear news almost every day about some sort of Android attack, whether it be from the main the use from the Android market or from the secondary markets out there that Android phones can tap into. But if you take a step back and you look at it, mobile malware accounts for 1% to 2% of all malware globally. It's still very rare, and it's still something that your employees are not likely to encounter at this point.
Exactly. So even us, to a certain degree, get caught up in the potential danger that exists in mobile malware. But in reality, certainly these results reflect that there's a need for the basics, like being able to remotely wipe a device, being able to locate a device if it gets lost or stolen, being able to mandate strong authentication on a device, even just password length, or, you know, having automatic password lock after, you know, being idle for a certain period of time. It's what we would call the basic blocking and tackling that a lot of enterprises are starting to do, but many are only taking the first steps down that road.
I've talked to a number of CISOs and IT directors who say that they've seen this before. They've seen it from the movement from desktops to laptops. These are guys that have been in the industry for a while. It's just a matter of figuring out how to apply the basics to these devices. And in some cases, for basic security measures like remote wipe and locking and locating, it can be done with in-house technology.
So with that, let's move to our next topic, which is some interesting findings on whether or not companies are actually supporting BYOD and what they're doing in terms of issuing devices to users.